Without taking a word of advice, he sets off for the Red Knight. Yvonnette follows Percival, slipping out the back way along the garden at the side of the hall, down through a postern gate, to the road where the knight sits in all his red glory, waiting for some chivalric adventure to come his way.
Put them down, those arms of yours, and don't wear them anymore. Those are King Arthur's orders.
Oh dear. The boy's going to get himself killed.
Is anyone daring to come here, lad, to champion the king's right? If anyone is coming, don't keep it to yourself.
What? Sir Knight, in the devil's name, are you making fun of me? Get out of that armor at once, I tell you.
Lad, I'm asking you if anyone's coming here on the king's behalf, intending to fight me.
Sir Knight, take off that armor now before I take it off for you. And if you make me say it again, I'll hit you.
The devil take you.
The fearsome knight gives Percival a great blow across the shoulders with the butt end of his lance, causing Percival to slump over his horse. But, furious at this assault, Percival sits right back up and, taking careful aim, throws his javelin.
Take that, your stubbornness!
And strikes the Red Knight dead. Finally, those marvelous bright crimson arms can be his, except he cannot get them off. In vain, he tries to pull at the helmet or unbuckle the sword or even unsheathe it. In his frustration, he starts to tug at it and stab at the fastenings with his knife. Fortunately, Yvonnette is there to lend his help.
What's all this, my friend? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'll have chopped the corpse into steaks before I can get the armor off. It sticks so tightly to the body, it's almost as if the inside and the outside are the same thing.
Don't worry. I can get them apart if you like.
Do it quickly, then.
So Yvonnette strips off the breastplate, hauberk, mail leggings, helmet and all. Underneath his armor, the Red Knight had worn a fine tunic of quilted silk.
Why not take this fine tunic as well, my lord?
Damn it! Are you joking? Why would I exchange the stout hempen shirt my mother made for this soft, thin one?
Yvonnette shrugs and says no more, but laces Percival in, fits spurs over the leggings, places his helmet over the hauberk, helps him mount the charger, then brings him shield and lance.
My friend, take the king's goblet with my greetings.
Indeed I will, and may you fare well on your adventures.
Thank you, but now that I've become a knight, I'm headed back home. I can't wait for my mother to see these wonderful red arms.
That may be, but remember, armed like this, any ruffian knight you meet won't think twice about attacking you. Or worse, to take your horse. Why not bring back the goblet yourself to the king, and I will happily train you. For though these arms fit you perfectly, you do not yet know how to use your weapons.
Farewell, and thank you, my friend.
Staring after the lad, Yvonnette shakes his head in amazement, picks up the goblet, and turns back towards the court. Percival goes riding on through the forest until he reaches an open stretch of country running alongside a swift and powerful river, wider than even a crossbow could shoot. Percival follows along its bank until it rounds a corner and opens out into a bay. And there, on the far side of the river, he spies another castle, turreted and tall, with a massive barbican and keep. In front of its round gatehouse was a battlemented bridge. Coming closer, Percival sees an eminent-looking man in a purple robe, strolling at his ease upon the bridge. Mindful of his mother's advice, Percival greets him.
Good day, kind sir. Sir, my mother taught me to greet gentlemen like that.
God bless you, dear brother. Upon my soul, he might look like a fearsome warrior, but underneath all that red armor, he's just a naive simpleton. Where have you come from this day?
Where? From King Arthur's court.
What did you do there?
The king made me a knight, and good luck to him.
A knight? May God prosper me. What was he thinking of? Tell me then, my good brother, those arms. Who supplied you with them?
The king promised them to me if I overcame the Red Knight of the Forest of Conqueror.
Did he indeed? Now tell me, if you don't mind, what purpose brought you here?
Sir, my mother told me that I should approach worthy gentlemen, wherever I might find them, and that I should believe what they told me.
Blessing on your mother, dear friend, for she gave you sound advice. But is there anything else you need?
Just to ask you for a lodging tonight, that's all.
Very willingly, provided you do me one favor.
What's that?
To take your mother's advice and mine.
By my faith, I grant you that.